So let's go to Psalms 139. Okay, I know I'm going slow motion, but that fear replaced with faith, the hate replaced with love, the hopelessness replaced with power, and the sound mind that God wants us to have instead of all this reasoning and evil thoughts and bipolar and can't sleep, and all those things are part of an unsound mind. Amen? So we got that gives you a really good place to seek the Lord for answers. All right, what did I say? Psalms? Yeah, Psalms 139. This was so powerful the other morning. And I rarely preach anything well the second time as I do the first time, but because I just love getting it right from him. But we don't have this out yet, so I think some of you really need to hear this. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to make this so real in the heart of everybody here. Lord, everybody here, anyone here who ever felt like they were the enemy's plan and not yours. Lord, anyone here who ever felt that they weren't celebrated, that the time they were born was not the right time. Lord, for anyone here who ever questioned if it would have been better if they weren't born. Anyone who bought the lie that they were a mistake. Any of those things, Lord, I ask you to minister powerfully with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me answer this powerful, deep question, all right? This is deep. All right, ready? I'm going to explain to you natural law. Okay, you ready for this? And you'll know, there's always the question, why did God put me in this family? As if somehow blaming God that you were born without a father, or blaming God that you were born into a dysfunctional situation, or blame, right? And so it's like this. And then people even justify not being married and having children and all these things because look what God has blessed me with, okay? So let me take this real raw, okay? Can we handle it? We're going to handle it. Yeah. It is not the intention or heart of God that a man and woman sleep together until they're married, ever. And if that's ever happened in your life, you need to really repent. And there's teaching to help you with that. And if you live in America, there's a really high probability you might have to repent there. Okay? It was never in the thought process of God when he created marriage and the way that he would have families come forth. It was never in his heart that there would not be a husband and a wife in love, which and that closeness and intimacy would produce a child that they could pour out love to, okay? That's his intention, okay? This is cool about God. Just because the devil perverts the things that God has planned doesn't stop God from doing things the way he intended to do them, amen? So because of God's heart that he wanted children to come forth from the husband and wife who loved each other, he wanted that to happen, he made a natural law. And his natural law is when an egg and a sperm, you all know the details, I won't have to get in there, come together and they find placement in the womb, there is that begins life. Amen? That's a natural law. That's not a spiritual law. That is a natural law. It happens in animals. It happens in people. It happens in married people and unmarried people. It happens. It just happens. It happens if they use a test tube and some little dish and then they plant it somewhere. Amen? It's a natural law, okay? Just like the other natural laws. The cool thing about this natural law is there's a spiritual law that is going to happen every time. There's a spiritual law that says once life has been conceived in human beings, God himself will send forth a soul and a spirit, a human spirit, into that connection. So there is a physical connection, amen, that brings forth a soul and a spirit right from the heart of God. every time. Do you understand that? And you need to understand that, because there needs to be repentance for the natural law taking place outside of God's timing. Because when God's natural law takes place outside of his timing, the enemy has a way in to cause a lot of harm and destruction. Okay? Now, if we're Christians, now the world has gotten so far away from being able to be even condemned. Condemnation belongs to those who aren't saved. Condemnation is a way for them to have guilt about what there needs to be guilt about, so that they can run to God and get forgiveness. Amen? Conviction is the Holy Spirit saying this is wrong. Repent for wherever you broke God's law about marriage. Amen? And then pray for the Holy Spirit conviction to be actively involved in your children's life in this fallen world. Amen? Just pray for it. God, I know that kid's got you living in them. They may not get it yet, but I know it. I remember when they were 3 and they prophesied. I remember when they said that prayer and they meant it. They were a little child. They're saved. Whether the devil's got them delusional now or not, and out of their sound mind, but I'll know this. You're inside. Holy Spirit, convict them. I don't have to know what's going on in that car or in that bedroom or 2 a.m, but you do. Get them good, God. Make them feel miserable. Whoever she is, whoever he is that's with them, make them feel miserable. Don't let them sleep, Lord. Let your convicting spirit get a hold of them. Lord, just get a hold of them. Every spirit of lust and things the world has gotten on them, Lord God, I ask you to help them to find freedom from that. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are able to keep them and draw them to you, even in this. Amen? Okay, we're going to become people of prayer and not so much nagging. And then they just walk away. They rebel, okay? And they think you're a hypocrite when God talks about hypocrite a lot in the Bible. We need to really study that. All right. So does everybody get it? The minute that there has been conception, I mean more than a minute, the second, it all works so perfectly together, you know. But I will tell you, the natural law goes first. Amen? So the natural law is up to human beings. So don't lie to yourself or to your children or to others concerning natural law. Amen? So when a kid says, well, why did God get me pregnant? Well, that only happened to Mary. Don't even try that one. What are you saying? No. Amen? And that's when you sit there and you say, you know what? You broke one of God's natural laws. And there are consequences to that. And you need to really repent for that so we can get God into this relationship, because you're going to need God. I'm just going to say this. For those in this room who never repented, and you have children that you knew was not God's natural way of doing it, and then so his spiritual law could be a blessing, amen? And you wonder why those kids have so many problems or issues, or maybe you're that kid. And no matter how much you pray and say it, it doesn't seem to be right. Everything starts with repentance for a believer. What's repentance? Remorse. Oh my gosh, Lord, all these problems that I blamed on their father not being there, all these problems that I blamed on this, all these problems that I blamed on that, quit blaming anybody. That's the victim. That man just left me. Well, you shouldn't have been with a man who was going to leave you. So go deeper. Why was I with a man who was going to leave me? How did I credit you for that? Do you understand? I can't do all this in one day. You know what I'm saying? You got to tape it back all the way back to you and where the enemy messed with you and what you judged and what you criticized and blaming this and blaming that and whatever it is. Just make it about you, because you can't repent for anybody else. Amen? And when you make it about you, and let me say this, even if the other person's sin is worse, like I stayed in the picture or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If they become the scapegoat, you'll never get God in the situation in a powerful way. You see what I'm saying? One believing spouse sanctifies the children and makes them holy in the eyes of God. That's awesome. And that I believe that even means if you have a husband who is saved, but they're not believing. They don't believe for healing. They don't believe for the deeper one, but they're believing. You see what I mean? It doesn't matter. You're the spouse that sanctifies the children and makes them holy. God will do that for you. So what does that mean? We don't have to try to control and judge and manipulate our spouses in the belief that then we will have our children will be these godly children. Amen? And Timothy is a very good example in the Bible. He had a godly mother, a godly grandmother, and he was a very godly man. And his father was a heathen. Okay, and if I really encourage you to get the teaching on marriage, and then there's also one on divorce, because you really need to hear what God has to say about all this. You know, when it's taught in love and the anointing. Amen? Okay, there's no condemnation. If you're feeling condemnation, then you haven't dealt with your sin issue. Amen? Satan's still your judge there. You're still running and hiding. Stop and say, okay, show me, Lord. How did I get in this situation? Show me. Okay, and let me just say this. Oh, man, I'm hitting him. Oh. Remember, there's other people who are going to be listening to this for years to come, so that doesn't mean this is about anybody in this room. Don't call it date rape as your way of getting out of dealing with the fact that you were in a situation that went too deep, too far, and shouldn't have been happening. And then you justify it saying it was date rape, even if you said no with your mouth, but not with your running and your actions and everything else. The reason is you open the door for violence. You open the door for horrible dreams. You open the door to stay a victim. Okay, this is about victim no more. There are a lot of women staying victims because they want to blame somebody instead of dealing with our own sin. Remember, Jesus has already paid for that sin. Amen? He's already paid for it. He's cool with it. He just wants us to bring it to him uncovered so his blood covers it. Amen? But if we want to blame something, or let me see this, if you make something... If you exaggerate something even a little bit for any purpose, that thing has authority in your life. Let's say you're in a car accident. Let's say you're not. I don't want you to be in a car accident. You know what I'm saying? If you were in a car accident and you got hurt, but you didn't run to God as your healer, but you ran to the lawyer, and there was a little bit of a happy motive that, wow, I'm going to get a lot of money from this, and this is going to solve problems. You have opened up to a spirit of mammon that basically is saying it's okay for a horrible thing, you know, a dangerous thing to happen to me and me not be protected if I can get money out of it. And I'm not saying this about everybody. You got to let God deal with your real hearts. Yeah. Okay, you really got to let him deal with your heart, because you don't want to open the door for an accident in the future. You don't want to open the door for you to be the one driving and have the accident. You don't want to open these doors. So this is the part that comes the brokenness and the contrite, right? It's the part where you got to get so real between you and God.